Good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Bluesnacks and Banjos with me, Bob Hust, and my co-host, Bill Thompson, is home with family. How appropriate for Thanksgiving. So we are chock full, a veritable smorgasbord of Thanksgiving tunes tonight, as always. And already the well wishes are pouring in. Tom and Phoenix encouraged me, knowing that I'm solo tonight, to break a turkey leg, which I thought was appropriate. But anyway, let's delve into the gratitude. Let's start with Sam and Dave.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. If you took your love somewhere else, I wouldn't know what it meant to be loved to death. You make me feel like I've never felt. Kiss is so good, I have to holler for help. You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We are in the middle of our fall memberthon. Please help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support of this program by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more makes you a member and gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting. You will also receive the WAIF Alert newsletter and a rainbow-colored WAIF sticker for your car. Please call 513-961-8900 right now to make your pledge. When you call, you can tell us the name of the program that you wish to give credit for your pledge, and this lets our board know that you like that show and want to keep it on the air. Every show must meet a minimum of pledges to stay on the air at WAIF. If you wish to make a non-specific donation or to pledge online, you can just click the donation button on the WAIF website and use a credit card or PayPal to make your donation. Please give us a call at 513-961-8900 or visit our website and pledge $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati. Thank you for listening and for your support of radio as it is meant to be, WAIF 88.3.
Well, do what the man said. And I love that clarinet in the background. Bill says it's Benny Goodman. but it won't Shazam with the guy talking over it. So if anybody out there knows, feel free to let us know. I'll have to get with the suits to find out who it really is. You're listening to WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, Blue Snakes and Banjos. Just me tonight, Bob Hust, with the special Thanksgiving show. That, of course, was Sam and Dave. I thank you. And we thank you here at the station. And we're in our fall member-thon, so we're here flogging our member-thons, trying to get you all to contribute and give us something to be thankful for. Whew, glad that's out of the way. So just go to the website, hit the donut button, and please donate. Thank you. I love doing the Thanksgiving show because all the songs are about gratitude and food, two of the best things there are, and the point of the whole holiday, which is why it's my favorite holiday. So let's get into a set of songs about food. This one ostensibly is about bread, but sometimes I wonder if Slim Harpo might be singing about something else instead.
Bread make a baby. Like my cornbread in the morning rising. I like my cornbread when it's nice and fresh. I like my cornbread with a little bit of butter. Like them sticky fingers when it gets so wet. Yeah, mama, don't you make a poor man, babe. Yeah, mama, don't you hear what I say. Your cornbread every day. Every day. I like to eat my cornbread in the kitchen. I like to eat it on the back porch swing. I like my cornbread in the middle of the winter. I like a little extra cornbread in the spring. In the mornings when I got 100 miles to go, I eat my baby's cornbread.
bread real slow. And when it's cold and I'm out on the road, my baby's cornbread make me want to come home. I keep my baby's recipe a secret. Ain't had no cornbread like this before. Well, sometimes the cornbread gets sticky, but sticky's good in my book. I think I'll have some more. Hey, mama, don't you make a poor man beg. Mama, don't you make a man beg. Hey, mama, don't you hear what I say. I need your cornbread every day. Her fingers in the dough. Sometimes the cornbread cooks quick. Sometimes it cooks up and slow. Mama don't. Yeah, mama don't you make a poor man beg. Mama don't want to make a man beg. Yeah, mama don't you hear what I say. I need your cornbread. I need your cornbread. Need your cornbread every day. Mama, don't you make, say, mama, don't you make a poor man baby. Mama, don't you make a poor man baby. I need your cornbread every day. Thank you.
I live right across that street. You cut that bar, please save me a piece. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you get it all away. Pay for me. Yeah. Good enough for me. You got to give me some of it. Yeah, give me some of it. You got to give me some of it before you give it all away.
Those were ostensibly songs about food. The first one was Slim Harpo. I'm your bread maker, baby. I want to roll your dough. That's a, you know, no Thanksgiving meal is complete without good bread. So we thank Slim Harpo for that. Followed it up with What is fast becoming my favorite Thanksgiving song, the Band of Heathens, Cornbread. I encourage you to look at the lyrics on YouTube or wherever you like to go for your lyrics. And then we heard a really, really old one, Blind Boy Fuller. He was born back in 1904 and he died at age 36, to give you an idea. But that was I Want Some of Your Pie. And again, three songs about food. So, happy Thanksgiving. That's to whet your respective appetites here on Thanksgiving Eve. You're listening to me, Bob Hust, on Bluesnakes and Banjos, WAIF 88.3 FM, and streaming at our new web address, www.waifradio.org. Way easier to remember than the old one, which I will not say because I can't remember it and because why confuse you with outdated information? Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday for lots of reasons. It's embarrassing how much I had to be thankful for, and I just think it's good for everybody to stop and take a second and take a day and think about it. One of the good news stories that I heard just this week is that Target is no longer open on Thanksgiving. Now, I don't know if that means they open at 12:01 on Friday, but you don't have to be as old as me to remember when nothing opened until like 5 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday. But then everything started to erode, and the next thing you knew, as soon as you know, you barely had time to buckle your pants or unbuckle your pants after eating, depending on your predilections, before you had to run out and start your Christmas shopping. So Target has suspended it. REI for years has called Thanksgiving a holiday, which has been great. And I also read where Walmart, Dick's, and Best Buy are all doing the same thing this year. I'm a little more skeptical of their claims in that I think it may be related to the staffing situation, but nevertheless, I'll take what I can get. So a lot of the big boxes and some of the little boxes will be closed on Thanksgiving. So stay home with your family and their food and the football and anything else you want, and there's plenty of time for shopping later. And on Saturday, if you get out there, think about the little stores down and over the Rhine or in your neighborhood or anywhere around town that might not be part of the big deal. The big box deal, because you know what? You give people stuff they don't expect. It's not the size of the gift or the cost of the gift. It's the gift and the thought that went into it. So there's a commercial for slowing down and taking your time and enjoying Thanksgiving tomorrow. Other people to whom I'm sure Thanksgiving means quite a bit are those who have come here, which is pretty much if you're within the sound of my voice and are not a Native American, you owe a debt to folks who had the nerve to get on a boat, sometimes without their family, sometimes knowing they'll never see their families again. These days, maybe getting on an airplane to do the same, or, you know, on foot even. And they all come here for the same reason, the reason those of us who are multi-generation Americans are here, that our ancestors came, and that's looking for a better life. So those folks have lots to be thankful for. We're going to play a song for them from Bruce Springsteen that I play every Thanksgiving. Then we'll follow it up with a different perspective, one from the Native Americans, and then just a sweet little song about being home. So here we go.
Immigrant song for New York City.
in the homeland we've never seen. They killed us in our TV and they cut our women down. They might have left some babies crying on the ground, but the fire still. Setting sun. Massacre at the Buffalo, kitty corner from the bank. And the taxis run across my feet, and my eyes are turned to blanks. In my little box at the top of the stairs.
All right. Had an interesting set there. I hope you're listening because we had a little technical difficulty with the recording device. So those of you who like to hear it again on the podcast, or I should say on the website, bluesnakesandbanjos.com, you are going to have an unknown gap in the middle of it because I got an error message that I've never seen before. It said my USB device overflowed, which is ridiculous because I emptied it before I came, and it's recording again. So anyway, there you go. I also hear a ghost in the machine in my headphones. I hope no one else out there is hearing it, but it sounds like there's a car idling in my ear. So there you go. But anyway, that was not exactly a Thanksgiving set, although it has a nexus to Thanksgiving. We started off with The Last Waltz, the concert. The farewell concert for the band 45 years ago on Thanksgiving, 45 years ago, and we heard The Last Waltz Suite, which features not only the band, but the Staple Singers and some others doing the wait. Tom Borgman out in Phoenix, who's listening and sending in texts, some of which are not appropriate for radio, but hey, that's what happens when you know the DJ. You get to have the behind-the-scenes stuff. But he pointed out that that may be the greatest concert film of all time. In his opinion, it is. And I'll have to give that more thought, but I can't argue with that. He put Stop Making Sense at number two. So there you go. But hi to Tom and Linda out in Phoenix, two people that I am thankful for being in this world, as well as Ray, who just called in. Bridgetown Ray just called in. I haven't talked to him for a while, and it's really good to hear from him, and he's preparing for the feast. As he said, I asked him if he was going to overdo it tomorrow, and he said that yes, because it's state law. So good for him. Great to hear from you, Ray. I have so much to be thankful for. It's ridiculous. Most of it falls in the category of people. For example, half the crack research team is top of my list. And then, of course, my partner on the radio, Bill, Tom, and Ray. And I'm just going to not start naming people because I will leave people out. That's how lucky I am, that if I start naming friends for whom I am thankful, there's no way I'll remember all of them. And that just, so I'm thankful for that simple fact. But I hope you know who you are out there. We heard, after the last waltz, we heard a song called My Sweet Potato. It's an instrumental from Booker T and the MGs. I played that because today is Donald Duck Dunn's birthday, the bassist for the Stax Session House Band, as well as, you know, he's backed Otis Redding, many, many others. Songwriter, producer, very famous man. He died back in the, he'd be 70 today if he were still alive, but he died back in 2012 while on tour in Japan. But happy birthday, Donald Duck Dunn, wherever you are. That Sweet Potato instrumental, I'm not sure where that appeared originally. I found it off of Greatest Hits of Booker T and the MGs. It's more of a piano song than a guitar or bass song, but hey, it's a good one. And it has Sweet Potato in it, so what are you going to get on Thanksgiving if not that? Of course, Percy Sledge's big hit from 66, When a Man Loves a Woman. His birthday's tomorrow. I usually don't deviate from the actual day of the birthday when I do this show, because when you have a weekly show, if you do the birthdays for people whose birthday is not on the day of the show, you end up doing the same show every year because you've got a week's worth of birthdays. So I always scrupulously stick to the birthday of the day, but I figure this is kind of like Thanksgiving, so I'm letting it slide a little bit. And so happy birthday, Percy. He passed away back in 2015 at the age of 74. And we wrapped up the set with an effort to segue ourselves back into the Thanksgiving spirit. Steely Dan's Black Friday from Katie Glide. That song is more about the stock brokering Black Friday than the shopping Black Friday, but what are you going to do? That's the extent of my imagination. You're listening to me, Bob Hust, WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, streaming at waifradio.org. It is the fall member-thon, and we are flogging our
thank you
members.
For tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We are in the middle of our fall member-thon. Please help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support of this program by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more makes you a member and gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting. You will also receive the WAIF Alert newsletter and a rainbow-colored WAIF sticker for your car. Please call 513-961-8900 right now to make your pledge. When you call, you can tell us the name of the program that you wish to give credit for your pledge, and this lets our board know that you like that show and want to keep it on the air. Every show must meet a minimum of pledges to stay on the air at WAIF. If you wish to make a non-specific donation or to pledge online, you can just click the donation button on the WAIF website and use a credit card or PayPal to make your donation. Please give us a call at 513-961-8900 or visit our website and pledge $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati. Thank you for listening and for your support of radio as it is meant to be, WAIF 88.3.
I love that. There's nothing better than flogging your member-thon. And I'm hoping everybody within the sound of our voice, my voice, who isn't a member, joins the station. We really need your help to stay on the air, and thank you for that. Okay, more, and we're thankful for that, seriously, and we like to joke about it, but it really is important. And if you're so inclined and you're able to, we would really appreciate it if you can go to the website, waifradio.org, and help us stay on the air with your donation. Don't forget to scrawl Blue Snakes and Banjos somewhere on there. If you don't do it, we can probably figure it out, because basically Bill and I will just claim credit for anyone that isn't claimed. But it makes it a lot easier on everybody at this end if you do indicate who, which show or shows that you're most interested in. I love the night before Thanksgiving. 4 days of holiday spread out before us. Good food tomorrow. I get to spend the time with the half of the crack research team, which is just a holiday in and of itself for me. So it's really one of my favorite evenings of the year. And now I'm hearing a phone ringing. I'm hearing things. No one else apparently does, so no idea what's going on. But anyway. This should be a great one to pull up on the website when it's all said and done, because the board is doing things I've never seen before. So there you go. And by board, I don't mean the suits. I mean the mixing board in front of me. Anyway, I was talking about Thanksgiving, I think, because that's the theme of the evening. But tonight is the night before Thanksgiving. And before COVID, anyway, that was the second biggest party night of the year besides New Year's Eve, which doesn't really surprise me, because you get people coming home and they want to see their friends and family and those they haven't hung out with. And they know they're going to spend the whole day Thanksgiving with the family members who they like, but or who they love but may not like. We'll get to that later. Again, another one of my favorite Thanksgiving songs. But anyway, the night before Thanksgiving is kind of a holiday in and of itself. And there's a song by Daryl Scott. If you don't know Daryl Scott, you should look him up. He's a talented musician in his own right, has his own albums, but has also supported a lot of famous people. And he has a great song out there that I only know about because my partner, Bill, my radio partner Bill, turned me on to him, and it's called The Day Before Thanksgiving, so let's give it a listen.
It's the day before Thanksgiving, I'm not feeling much of thanks. Just a low-grade desperation leaves me reeling in the ranks. Just when I think I'm getting somewhere, it's somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving, that is all. I don't believe the pilgrims sat with Indians for a feast. A self-proclaimed holy sailor doesn't break bread with his beast. But then again, he had a musket, and the Indian had a knife. And the musket man could make him eat for life. I don't believe this country's manifesting destiny. Someone just cooked it up and it is fed to you and me. They tell us who to love in war and never ask for help. And they cannot stand us thinking for ourselves. The day before Thanksgiving back in 1991, a millionaire let me drive his Mercedes just for fun. And I drove it with the top down on them Blue Ridge mountain roads. He let me keep it 13 weeks or so. And I know what he was saying with that car that wasn't mine. That I could have one too if I just did not cross the line. Oh, but lines were made for crossing. I was born to crack the code. And there ain't no shame in walking down this road. With gravy on the top, mashed potatoes, peas, and dinner rolls. You use them like a mop. Got my position at the table, got a child to say my grace, and a wife and boss who keeps me in my think I'm getting somewhere further to fall. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That is all.
Yeehaw. That was Railroad Earth from Amen Corner. I'm bringing my baby back home. Lots of people are coming home for Thanksgiving this year. I think last year we were all kind of hunkered down, understandably so. And it's not going to be full on, but I think there's going to be, especially if you've been vaccinated, it's perfectly safe to get together with family members who've been vaccinated, friends who've been vaccinated. And, you know, I hope people take advantage of it. We were able to take advantage of it last night. Saw two good friends who were in town from Colorado. They had us over for dinner at the place they were staying, and we just had a glorious time with them, as we always do. The night just evaporated, as I said. It went so fast, but it was great to see them, Jim and Suzanne. Thankful for them as well. And again, I don't want to get into naming folks because I'll leave somebody off, and that would be terrible, and I'm lucky enough to have more people to be thankful for than I can possibly name. All right, well, let's just kind of keep the music going. I don't have Bill here for scintillating repartee, so rather than prattle on my own, not that I'm above that, but I'm trying to be gracious. I'm just going to try to play more music. So here's one from the Byrds after they'd been hijacked by Graham Parsons. I Am a Pilgrim.
Not made by Jordan, just to beg my wearisome soul, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, good Lord, then I'd know he'd take me home. Some land I've it's not. Not made by hand.
As I walk along and stumble, train tumble in my head. As I breeze along and grumble, think about you instead. And a piece of pecan pie, and you, that's all I want. Just a piece of pecan pie, and all I want is you. Sometimes I get so hungry, think about pie all day. Just a little whipped cream, honey, I'm on my way. With a piece of pecan pie, you, that's all I want. Just a piece of pecan pie, all I want is you. Don't you call me Key Lime, you're the apple of my eye. Don't you know I'll be fine whenever you're by my side. With a piece of pecan pie, you, that's all I want. Just a piece of pecan pie,
Terry. Where did you go last night? Why, Terry, tell me, where did you go last night? You come home in the morning and the sun is shining bright. Baby, what a dog it is you have.
found out lately, you're just an old alligator. Wild Cherry, Wild Cherry, Wild Cherry, Wild Cherry, Wild Cherry, Wild Cherry, Wild Cherry.
More Thanksgiving joy there. We started off with, I'm just losing track of everything. Now, we started off with I Am a Pilgrim by the Byrds, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Followed up with Golden Smog's Pecan Pie, which is a song, it's kind of a fun little song. And I think they thought of every possible way they could try to work in different kinds of pie. I'm not sure. It may be a little bit of a nonsense song in a sense. Nonsense in a sense. But it's a fun song. And it's got pecan pie in it. So, hey, when you're putting on a Thanksgiving radio show, you're looking for what to play. Although, I neglected to get the James Taylor, Ray Charles sweet potato pie. I forgot to bring it with me. So, I apologize in advance for that. If you're hanging on the edge of your Barco Lounger waiting to hear that, you're going to have to wait till next year. Although maybe I can play it at Christmas, or I could just play for the heck of it. So there you go. And then we ended the set with Leroy Washington from Sounds of the Swamp. It's a deep track from the Excello Records files out of Louisiana, Wild Cherry. Where did you go last night? You're listening to me, Bob Hust, without my colleague, Bill Thompson. He's home with family, which is a good thing to do on Thanksgiving Eve. And next week, he'll be out. But Jack Greiner, very good friend of the show, sometimes guest host, the fifth Beatle or the third Beatle, depending on who's doing the counting, will be here with me. And it's always a good time doing the show with Jack. It's a different variety of scintillating repartee. So really looking forward to that. It is 7:24 here at WAAF. You can stream this show at WAAF883.org if you're so inclined. And you can also go to bluesnakesandbanjos.com if you want to hear this show, some past shows, or we're in the process, thanks to webmaster extraordinaire John Tavardian, who we're also thankful for, some older shows that we're putting under the label Younger Years. And I think we've got, I'm not even going to say how many, but we've got more than a gaggle of shows from back in 2014. And just a little preview, in January, we will have been on the air for 8 years, which is stupefying to me that anyone could fail to figure out what kind of shenanigans we're up to after 8 years. But I'm grateful for that as well. So anyway, go to bluesnakesandbanjos.com, or you can go to the Facebook page. Bill always posts interesting stuff there. And, of course, you can stream the show live at waferadio.org. Squeezing in more Thanksgiving music. This is one I always play because I love Hayes Carl, and he was in town just last week at Southgate House. So here's a very tangentially related song to Thanksgiving, Wild as a Turkey.
Well, I'm wild as a turkey, high on a Christmas moon, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? With a broken down Corvette, a suitcase full of memories and a face you won't forget. You say you never loved me, but the night ain't over yet. I'm gonna change your mind. Girl, I've been a gambler since the age of 21. I've seen my share of troubles and the wrong end of a gun. This whole world's out to get me just because I have my fun. They ain't gonna slow me anyway, yeah. Just because this place is closing, that don't mean it's time for bed. Oh, we don't need no sleep, girl, we'll get plenty when we're dead. Oh, leave these fools behind you now, come with me instead. I'm gonna show you a time. I'm wild as a turkey, higher than a Christmas moon. Empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Ain't that what they all say?
Thank you. Give thanks and praises to the Most High. Give thanks and praises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren. He will only lead us ahead. Oh, take that veil from off of your eyes. Look into the future of realize. Noah had three sons, I'm Shem and Japheth. And in Ham is known to be the prophet. Glory to Jah, the prophet is come. Glory to Jah, the prophet has come. When my soul was hurting deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately, yeah. So guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these ages. Guide and protect I and I, oh Jah Jah, through all these stages. Rastafari is his name. Rastafari is his name. If Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, if Jah didn't love I, if I didn't love I, would I be around today? Would I be around to say,
Bob Mar. Oh, I lost a couple of octaves there. Bob Marley. There you go. That's my radio voice trying to emerge from the allergy-choked throat that I'm plagued with today. Bob Marley. Give thanks and praise from his Confrontation release. Thanks to Tim Gerhart, another loyal listener. Tim and Anna Marie over in Northside. Tim suggested that, as well as I Thank You by Sam and Dave, which, well, what we started the show with. So thanks, Tim, for that suggestion. Give thanks and praise. We started the set with Hayes Carl, Wild as a Turkey. You say you never loved me, but the night ain't over yet. Those are some great, that's a great line. He is wild as a turkey. He writes some of the greatest songs. I didn't see him last week at Southgate House. I wish I would have. I haven't really heard much about the show. But he was just in town, Hayes Carl. And my Thanksgiving go-to, Paul Thorne from Pimps and Preachers, I Don't Like Half the Folks I Love. There's a song that I think almost anybody can get behind almost any time of the year. But, you know, at Thanksgiving, with, you know, wacky Uncle Bob down at the end of the table holding forth on some cockamamie political or other theory, sometimes you just shake your head and, you know, can't wait for Christmas when there's eggnog at the ready. But anyway, Yeah, it's just a great song because it just combines that feeling of, you know, I can't wait to see them, and then I can't wait for them to leave. And that sounds smart alecky and negative, but it's not. It's just the human condition. So Paul Thorne, I don't like half the folks I love. Okay, you're listening to me, Bob Hust, Blue Snakes and Banjos. We've got a few minutes to go. I'm going to try to squeeze in another set here of loosely related Thanksgiving music. I like to play this one, too. This is from local giants, the Tillers, from their By the Signs release. This one is called There Is Enough.
Sunshine, he said there is enough for us all. shining, birds are winging, no rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do? Thank you.
where we can go and lose all worry and woe. Tonight, by firelight, let's gather round and do it right. In harmony, we all shall sing the songs our folks taught us to sing. Melody everyone knows, no matter what time or season.
Light embers warm my spirit's clean.
Young and old, adorned and gold, dancing around that firelight. Circle, there is no end. So gather round, if you feel down, we'll warm you from the inside out. No matter what time or season,
white embers warm our spirits clean.
Young and old, adorned in gold, dance around that firelight.
Thank you for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We are in the middle of our fall memberthon. Please help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support of this program by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more makes you a member and gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting. You will also receive the WAIF Alert newsletter and a rainbow-colored WAIF sticker for your car. Please call 513-961-8900 right now to make your pledge. When you call, you can tell us the name of the program that you wish to give credit for your pledge, and this lets our board know that you like that show and want to keep it on the air. Every show must meet a minimum of pledges to stay on the air at WAIF. If you wish to make a non-specific donation or to pledge online, you can just click the donation button on the WAIF website and use a credit card or PayPal to make your donation. Please give us a call at 513-961-8900 or visit our website and pledge $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati. Thank you for listening and for your support of radio as it is meant to be, WAIF 88.3.
Thanks again, man speaking over Benny Goodman. Yes, we're continuing to flog our member-thon here as we come down the stretch. So please donate and do what he said. Thanks a lot. All right, we heard another set of music generally related to our Thanksgiving theme. The last cut there was Cincinnati's own Rubber Knife Gang, the White Embers cut from their Drivin' On release from, hard to believe, but 11 years ago now. They've been in the studio here before. It's been a long time. I miss those fellas, and I need to catch up with them. Maybe I'll do that in the new year. But that's a wonderful song about getting back together and sharing time together. And if you knew those fellas individually, you'd know that they're just as warm as their songs. Before that, we heard Box of Rain, The Grateful Dead from one of the greatest albums ever, American Beauty. The lyrics by Robert Hunter on that. Again, Tim Gerhardt suggested I play that for Thanksgiving show. I wasn't exactly sure when he suggested it why, but I was listening to the words even more closely this time, and it's a song whose words I listened to quite a bit. I'm not exactly sure why it fits, but I felt like it did, and I thank Tim again for making that suggestion. And besides, I don't need much of an excuse to play that. And we started the set with another Cincinnati act, the mega band, the Americana Giants, the Tillers, from their, when did that album come out? I'm trying to remember. It was, let me consult the notes. Oh, that came out in 09. That was By the Signs. And that song is There Is Enough. And it's a nominee for Almost Poetry Corner. I don't have time, as we're running out of time here tonight, to read all the words, because the lyrics are wonderful. But what I like about the song is it brings together both gratitude for the things we have, but also an acknowledgement that not everybody has enough, which is ironic because the song is called There Is Enough. And I think the point is there is enough for everybody. It's just not spread around correctly. Probably never has been, and I hate to say it, might not ever be. But we can certainly not, we certainly need to keep trying to make sure that there's at least enough for everybody else, particularly, and if you don't think about that on Thanksgiving, then I don't know when you would think about it. So I think, again, I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but as a trailer for Almost Poetry Corner, just going to read this couple of lines here. For the bounty of our nation has been swallowed by our greed, and there are no checks upon our appetites, living like there's no tomorrow. Oh, but there is enough for us all. So I think those are words to keep in mind this Thanksgiving. If you're as lucky as we are to have enough to eat tomorrow, to have enough family and friends who you love and who love you, and other things in your life that are important to you, you should be grateful. But at least take a little time to think about those who don't have such things. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And I mean that sincerely. I'm going to go out with one of my favorite songs. It's a Neil Young tune. It's called Nothing Is Perfect. And this is a live version of that song. And I don't know, it just resonates with me because of what the singer is grateful for, what comes out in the song. And it's a great live version of the song, and I'm going to leave you with that as we wrap up the show here tonight. So happy Thanksgiving. Next week, Jack Greiner will be here. I can't wait. He and I are going to have a good time. I don't know what we got in store for you, but it's going to be good. Thanks again to everybody. Like I said, I'm not going to name everyone for whom I'm grateful. That would take up more than the rest of the show. But I hope you know who you are, and I hope you have a marvelous Thanksgiving. And thanks to all of you for tuning in tonight and every other night. We really, really appreciate it. So let's end the show with Neil Young. Nothing is perfect in God's perfect plan. Next week, Jack and I will see you. And until that time, as always, remember, love one another. Good night, everybody.
There's plenty of food on the table. Lots of love in the house. The children all do what they're able to do. We got so much to be happy about. I got a woman standing beside me.
She really knows how to stand by her man. She's strong and she's soft and she's honest to me. It really helps me to be a good man. But nothing is perfect in God's perfect plan. Look in the shadows to see. He only gave us the good things so we'd understand what life without them would be. And there's plenty of wheat on the prairie. Lots of coal in the mine. We got soldiers so strong they can bury their dead and still not go back shooting blind. There's women and men on the workforce doing 40 hours plus overtime. So the hostages held at the airport can come home to something worthwhile. Nothing is perfect in God's perfect plan. Look in the shadows to see. She's honest to me. It really helps me.